Well, I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad, thank God, the Holy Ghost will check you out. Amen. That's right. And if he checks you out, you're gonna have to check, you're gonna have to make sure in your heart what you got, good stuff from God. Amen. I'm glad I'm in. I'm thankful for it. Amen. I'm glad I'm not putting on religion this morning. I didn't put a suit on to come into church and act a Christian. Amen. If I did, I'd be a bad one. Amen. If I had to act it out, I ain't an actor. Amen. That's right. I'm looking at this Bible here. It's got 66 books in it. Right here. It's got 60. Says a lot to be said in it. And God saved me when I was 24 years old. And he said to me, he said to get in the book. Amen. So I got in the book. The Holy Spirit of God gave me a desire for the Word of God. I don't know as much as I ought to know. I only know what God teaches me. And that's all you'll know is what God teaches you. It's God taught book. It's not by man. It's by God. And God's the one that has to teach the Word of God. It's not the whole, it's not my friend by man. This is not a book written by man. It's written by God. God's the one that used men to pen it down. It was breathed on by God. The Bible said the Holy Ghost spake. Amen. Men were moved by the Holy Ghost as God spake. They were moved to write. Amen. God sealed this thing with his own approval. The Holy Spirit of God put his approval on it and was writ. That's why I can read the Word of God, know the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Put his approval on it, signified it, as the brother said this morning, sealed it. Amen. That we might have a book. Thank God that when we read it, I wouldn't know nothing about God besides creation. If I didn't have a Bible, you wouldn't know nothing about God if you didn't have the Word or a prophet or a preacher. Amen. I know when people say, well, a prophet don't live this day. Well, there might not be no prophets like there were in the scripture. We know all prophets were up under John, but the fact of it is, amen, people do foretell some truths. Amen. Thank God men do that preach the Word of God. We know preaching comes by calling of God. We know that God used men. How shall they hear without a preacher? They didn't have a complete Bible. Amen. John said, thank God, amen, that over there in the scripture I was reading, he said, search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify me, the Word of God. Amen. Thank God testifies of Christ. Amen. They didn't have the book of John when he said that. The book of John wasn't even written about it in 90, amen. Thank God, AAD. And friend, I'm just telling you, that's just the way it is. Why did they need a preacher? Because they didn't hear nothing if he didn't have a man of God preaching to them. God still choose the foolishness of preaching to save men. Man, it's the foolishness of the preached word of God. Amen. To save them that what believe. You heard the word. You ain't going to get saved without hearing the word of God. You got to hear it. Amen. You might have heard it more than one time. Most people do. Amen. The Holy Ghost deals with your heart. Amen. You're going to have a good ground. If you get saved the first time you hear it, amen. But brethren, listen, it's God that does it. It's God, amen, that put the seed in your heart, amen. There's some of you, I just saw Miss Kayla there, amen, she was born in this church, amen, but there was a day God, amen, sowed the seed in her heart. There was a day the word got in her heart. It was a day the word got in your heart. Listen, friend, when the word gets in your heart, that's when the salvation process is on. Amen. He just don't sow in a man's heart without doing what he chose to do with it. Amen. He just don't do that. Amen. He puts the ground where he wants it. Amen. And when the sower sows the seed falls on the ground. Amen. Therefore, the process of God. Amen. I tell you, I heard my grandpa. God preached when I was a young boy. And he preached too. I mean, he was amen. He was an old time preacher. Amen. He preached the word of God. I don't remember a whole lot what he said that day. I've been thinking about it. Amen. But I know one thing. He walked the aisles and preached and wept. And tears was coming from his eyes. Amen. And I remember them old ladies waving their handkerchiefs and people saying amen. Amen. But I didn't. I was about 7 or 8 years old. Amen. But I'm telling you, thank God it got in my heart. Amen. I remember that. Thank God the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God works in people's hearts. Amen. Listen, friend. The power of God is on the salvation. Amen. That's right. God's got to strike your heart with the word of God and get you to where you need to be. Amen. Listen, it ain't hard for God. There ain't nothing hard for him. Thank God he can save the whole world this morning if he wanted to. He ain't limited on nothing. Amen. He can save who he wants to, when he wants to, where he wants to. He ain't got no problem in it. Amen. God, Paul was on his
this road to Damascus. He was going to thank God to throw Christian people like us in prison because of our stand for God. Men and women, amen. Thank God it just wasn't men, it was men and women. And when he got down there, thank God, with them letters in his hand to take them Christians, thank God the light of God shined on that man. I mean, it was so bright it knocked him off his horse. Amen, to the ground, praise God. Amen, and he spoke to him and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Amen, he got a hold of him, friend. He wasn't looking for him, but the power of God hit him. I'm telling you, that's the God of heaven I know. The word of God, friend, from the mouth of God. Thank God got him. Amen, in a place that he listened to him. Amen. Amen. You know, God had to get you in a place to listen to him. God's got to get you in a place to listen to him. You ain't going to listen to him unless God gets you in a place to listen to him. Amen. There's a lot of situations. Amen. There's been people saved here, thank God, got saved under conviction at a funeral. Amen. That's right. You did, Brother Keith. Amen. But God uses a funeral. He can use anything he wants to. In fact, Isaiah said, in the year King Uzziah died, that's when I saw the Lord high and lifted up. Amen. That's right. What about, thank God. Amen, friend, Enoch. Enoch, thank God, when his son was born. Amen, after his son was born, he walked, my friend, with God. Amen. He was 365 years. Amen, 300 years he walked with God. Enoch did. Amen. That's right, friend, after the birth of a child. God used a lot of things. Amen. Hey, listen, friend, there's a lot of things that preaches to mankind. Amen, that gets a hold of them. That's right, praise God. I got sick of sin. I tell you, I didn't want to live the way I was living. Amen. I didn't know how to get out of it. I didn't know how to get rid of this sin that was laying on me. I didn't know how to get forgiven of what I was going through. Sin was on me, friend. Listen, I ain't going to magnify how sinful I was, but I was a sinful man. I was lost and sinful. I done what I wanted to. Amen. I done what my flesh wanted to. I thought the way my flesh wanted me to think. He said I was a child of wrath. Amen. I done them things I wanted to do. You did too. Amen. Listen, friend. Thank God I'm glad the power of God. Amen. To change a man inside out. He'll put something in his soul. Thank God to fulfill. Amen. His emptiness. Thank God. I'm thankful this morning. Amen. To God that the Holy Ghost. Amen. Show me Christ. And that's the only way that you'll ever get saved. Amen. Thank God that's the only way anybody gets saved. Amen. I can't come open your eyes this morning. Amen. Jesus touched the blinded eyes. Amen. Listen, there's a lot of people got saved under the ministry of Christ. Amen. Jesus touched the blinded eyes. Amen. Listen, friend. He spit in one man's eyes. Amen. Hey, God, and he came seeing. Amen. He told one man to wash in the pool, and he came seeing. He touched one man's eyes, and he came seeing. Listen. Amen. Listen, it was all, thank God, by the hand of God, but the thing of it is, there's different things that surrounded that. Amen. One man got his eyes spit in. One man got clay put on his eyes and went and washed. One man got touched and was seeing. Hey, friend, don't compare yourself with somebody else. Amen. It's dangerous. It's unwise. Amen. Listen, if anybody gets saved, it'll be because of Jesus. Amen. It'll be because of what he did. Amen. One man said, yeah, that preacher, he saved me. Amen. I said, I ain't never saved nobody. Amen. I couldn't even save myself. Amen. Noah didn't save that crowd. Thank God the ark was built by the hand of Noah. But there wasn't but one, thank God, to call Noah in. Amen. And that was Jesus. Amen. That was the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And he said, come down thy house into that fair, into the ark. Amen. Listen, Noah wasn't on the outside. Thank God tell him to get in the ark. He was preaching righteousness to him. Noah had to be called in the ark because God was in the ark and God had to call him in the ark. And the call of God's in your heart. It's the Holy Ghost. The call of God's in your heart. That's what he's got to do to your soul and get in you. Thank God by his power. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. The people say, oh, Brother Milby, me and him talked about that. Hey, amen. We getting in good discussions about that thing. He said, you really believe that? I said, sure do. Amen. That's right. I said, praise God. I don't believe a bit Noah told them fellas to get an ark. Amen. Why would he tell anybody to get an ark? He wasn't in it yet. Amen. I mean, why would I tell you? Hey, God, you need to get in. I'm not in. Amen. Listen, friend, I can't take you no further than where I've been. Amen. But I'll tell you what, I've been a little ways down the road. And I'd like to go a little further. Amen. But I'm telling you this about the ark. Amen. It was built by Noah. And by faith, he prepared an ark for the saving of his house, because the rain was going to come. Never had rain, but when the rain began to fall, thank God the people of God was in the ark. Amen. That's right. Thank God they had gotten caught in the ark. Amen. Noah, Miss Noah. Amen. Ham, Shem, and Japheth, they come in the ark and brought their wives. Oh, people don't know how many people's in the ark. Amen. You know how many people's in the ark? 8. Amen. But I'll tell you what, you could add 1. Amen. And that's the Holy Ghost, God himself, was in the ark. Amen. And God, he is always in the ark. Amen. He called him in the ark. Amen. Listen, friend. He's everywhere, thank God. Amen. The Holy Spirit. And listen. Thank God, when them Hebrew boys would not bow to the golden image. Amen. I'll tell you one thing. Praise God. Thank God, Nebuchadnezzar. He said, I'll turn the heat up on you. Praise God. If you don't bow that golden image when the music plays. Amen. Listen. But I'm telling you this morning. Thank God. They was tied up, amen, and thrown in the fiery furnace. But I'll tell you, before they ever got in there, amen, Jesus was in there. And he said, listen, he said, I threw 3 men in. Ain't gonna count pretty good. But there's a 4th man in the fire. Amen, the 4th man, like it under the Son of God. I'm down here, bless his name. Hallelujah. I'm glad he's in my fire this morning. No matter what I go through and what you go through, I'm glad he's already there. Thank God, before you ever get thrown in the fire. Amen. Thank God. He'll get in it. Praise God. Amen. That's right. I ain't never been nowhere he wasn't. You believe that? You really believe that? Why David say in Psalm, I think it's 139, he said, if I made my bed in hell, thou art there. That's what he said. He said, hey, amen. He said, praise God, I'm just hanging to listen, friend. The devil will tell you all kind of things. He'll tell you God ain't with you. Hey, listen, there ain't a time God ain't with God. Amen. God's always with me, Brother Todd. Amen. I tell you, don't mean I feel him all the time. Amen, Brother Miller, but he's always with me. I'm telling you, he's with me all the time. Amen. In my low times, he's with me. In my doubting times, he's with me. Amen. In them times, I'm saying, Lord God, where are you at? He's with me, amen. But thank God, I tell you, he's around, amen. He never will leave me nor forsake me. No matter what I go through, he never will leave me. He'll never forsake me. He never will. Amen. Thank God, Brother Keith, I love you. But you might forsake me and I might forsake you. Amen. I can't always do what I promise. But there ain't never been a time he couldn't, Daniel. Amen. Pull up beside the little crib. Thank God, pull up beside. Amen. Where you need to help of God. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. In sickness. Amen. Sometimes you can't do much. But I'm glad he never will leave you. Amen. Sister Barker, some of the times, thank God, you've been through and you wonder, amen. Oh, yes. Amen. How long is this going to go on? But there's a God in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. That knows about it. I'm telling you, he knows what you're going through. He knows you need. Thank God. He ain't gonna leave you out there, Brother Keith. Are you listening this morning? I woke up a little depressed. That ain't nothing wrong with it. It just happens sometimes. And I said, God, I said, Lord, are you gonna do anything? Amen. He didn't answer me. Amen. He probably said, I've already told you that I am. I already told you that I have. Amen. He'll always do what he says. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I'm telling you, it was kind of rough a little while. Amen. I couldn't get get no shake off. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? Paul shook the serpent off, and I couldn't get it off of me. Amen. A little depressed. Amen. Some things are going on. Amen. I want God to help, and it got my heart down, and I woke up with it, and I said, God, I got to have some help. Amen. I got up. Thank God, ate me a donut. Amen. That helped out. Amen. Drank some orange juice, and thank God, I got to walking up steps, and I went in that room. I go in, and I got my Bible out. Amen. I started reading a little. Amen. I felt the churn a little bit. Amen. Thank God. Amen. The churning. Thank God. The butter. Amen. I felt it. I felt the churning. Amen. There's a churning in me. And I got to praying. Amen. And when I did, I felt it. Amen. And I felt that depression, that spirit that got on me. Amen. Start to leave me. Amen. I said, I felt it again. And I got to praying. And God, help me. I'm saying, He'll never leave me nor forsake me. I'm telling you, brother, listen. Sometimes you're going to go through hardship. Sometimes you're going to go through difficult times. But He ain't left you in them. He'll be with you. Amen. He'll help you through them. Amen. He'll touch you. Thank the Lord. I'm telling you, if you won't touch, you can be. He ain't a far off. He's a near God. And He's with us. Amen. That's what the word Emmanuel means. It means God with us. Amen. That's right. Amen. Boy, I tell you, Brother Keith, sometimes it just gets hard. Amen. It gets hard. I prayed for you this morning, and I did, and I asked God to help you. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, listen, the old song said, we need the prayers of them, ain't God we love. Amen. We need them. Amen. We need the prayers. Amen. I tell you, I can pray a whole lot better, Brother Todd, for somebody that I know, and they're going through it. I can't. Amen. And I prayed this morning for some people I didn't know, but I ain't never prayed for nobody that God didn't know. Amen. I tell you, that's right. Amen. I prayed them many a time. Thank God for people I didn't know, but God knows them, and God knows their need. Amen. And God knows how many hairs they got, and God knows their thoughts and their risings, and God knows what they need this morning. And I'm telling you, there ain't no time that God's not with us. Amen. Amen, brother. Listen. Thank God, I don't want the candlestick to leave. I tell you, I want something in the church. Amen. I want the Holy Ghost around. I sure don't want the candlestick to leave. Amen, brother. Listen, there's been churches, there's been good places, but the candlestick's left. Amen. That means it's left. That means the church. Amen. It's left. I mean the church. It's not where, thank God, the presence of God is. It's just going through the motions and going through the routine. One man come here revival one night. Amen. I said, hey, you take a good meeting. Amen. And he said, I'm glad, thank God, the candlestick's around. Amen. Without a candlestick, there's no light. Amen. Without that, there's no power. Without that, there's no stirring. Amen. I won't see young people saved. Amen. We got a lot of children going up in the church, and I won't see them saved. And I believe God's going to save them. I believe that. Would you believe that? Amen. That's right. Hey, God didn't put them in this world. Amen. In a Christian home. Amen. Not one of God touch their heart, amen, and save their soul. I'm glad, thank God, God knows what to do. Amen. I saw them boys praying that Sunday morning, amen, and I thought in my heart, Lord, I've been praying, God, do something, and I won't see it. And he said, just let me handle it, amen. And I said, thank you, Lord. It relaxed my spirit and said, thank God. He said he'd do something, amen. I'm telling you this morning, thank God to heaven, he's on the throne. Amen, brother. And I don't care who the president is. I don't care, thank God, who's in the Senate. But I do care who's on the throne. And I know, thank God, he can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask. I think according to the power that worketh in us this morning. Amen. Thank God, ain't nothing too hard for him. Amen. That puts me to the test sometimes. I hate to be like that. I hate to say, boys, we can believe God. I mean, I'm a flat believe God for it. Amen. I mean, have the charged up in my spirit, and I'm going to believe God for it. Amen. You believe God for it? Amen. I believe God for it. And then before you know it, amen. Brother, listen. Amen. 2 days later, I'm asking in my mind, is it going to happen? Amen. That's unbelief, friend. Amen. God knows I'm weak. Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you the confidence, thank God, I have in him. Amen. He said, if our heart condemn us, amen, we ain't got confidence. But we got confidence. Amen. If our heart condemn us not, amen, don't never let the world tell you you're foolish. Don't never let the world tell you that what you're doing is foolish. Thank God you're doing the will of God. Amen. You're being blessed by God. You're doing what he says. And thank God for it. Do what he says. Amen. Listen, friend, it ain't about houses and lands. It ain't about, thank God, the automobile I drive. I'm glad I got one. I'm glad I got a house and some land. But it ain't about that. Amen, brother. Listen, I ain't got a man by the name of Lazarus, friend. I ain't got, he begged at the rich man's gate full of sores. Ate the crumbs that fell from his table. Amen. But when it come to die, glory to God, he was ready. Amen. Thank God, he wasn't, thank God. Amen, my friend, about what he had, he didn't have nothing. But thank God, when the Holy Ghost, amen, come by our way, oh, he didn't have nothing either. Amen. You ain't got nothing over God. Amen. He got a sinner, friend. He got something empty, dead in sin, going to hell, Jonathan. Amen. He wasn't getting nothing. Ain't God, but nothing but nothing. Amen. But he made something out of nothing. Amen. Everything ever was made by God. Amen. Listen, friend. There ain't nothing that's ever existed. Amen. That wasn't in the hand of God. Amen. I ain't never made much. Thank God, but I'm telling you, he made it all by the word of his mouth. Has it ever occurred to you that it never occurred to him that everything he does right and he does well? Amen. The God's son, I'm telling you, glory be to God. Amen. That's what Chris was saying. I wasn't planning it out. I couldn't have worked it out. But now I got a black fella beside me. Amen. And two youngest, thank God. I'm telling you, brother, listen. He done it, thank God. That's the work of God. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. You ever thought about that? God come from where God come from. Amen. Somebody said, where'd God come from? I said, well, I guess he come from anywhere he always has been. Amen. You said, where's he come from? He come from him. Amen. Amen. Man, the psalmist said, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. There ain't a scientist in the world, son, can figure God out. Ain't an educator in the world can figure God out. They can get the most education they want. Most of them, he don't even talk to anyway.
Right.
Amen. They got that intellect. They ain't against intellect. Thank God, I ought to be more intelligent than I am. I ought to know more than I do. Amen. That's right. My IQ probably ain't too high in the world, but thank God I feel the charge of God in my spirit. Amen. Yeah. Hey, God, I'll tell you, I'll go ahead. Hey, amen. My brother-in-law told me the other night, sitting there on the couch. Hey, amen. We was praying, talking about God. He's got 2 degrees. Amen. Smart fella. Amen. Does about anything. He told me, I said, I went to college after God called me to preach. I mean, we went a little while. And the Holy Ghost come to me one day after about 2 months. And he said, what are you doing that for? Amen. And I said, well, I thought I'd do it, thank God, because I think, you know, it's what you ought to do. He said, I never told you to do that. And I said, all right, I'll just quit it. He said, that's what I want you to do. Amen. And you know, that's against the grain today. You got to have an education. I remember he was telling me when I said I was called a preaching pastor, he said, where'd you go to school at? I said, I ain't never been to one. Amen. But I've been to God. Amen. And that's where the Holy Ghost works. Hey, you don't need an education. You need a regeneration. And the Holy Ghost will teach you about God. Amen. He sat there on that couch the other night. This is what he told me. He said his mama was a dean down at the college. He said, I can't say college helped me in nothing. About 98% of it. That's what he said. I'm not preaching against college. I think it's all right if it's for specific reasons. I don't think you ought to send your child off to the college and let him go out there and just live a party life. Paid a bill for it. Amen. I ain't preaching against education. I mean, thank God for education. Thank God for good jobs. Thank God for doctors. If it wasn't for a good doctor, I'd probably not be here preaching to you. And I know God's in, doctors in the hand of God, but you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I believe when God uses doctors, that's a miracle of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Sure it is.
I mean, son, he cut my chest wide open with a, thank God, a table saw it look like, amen. That's right. I mean, son, I'm telling you, I don't know what happened because I was in La La Land. Amen. I mean, they said, God said, he said, I'm about to give you something. I said, all right. Hey, God, that's the last thing I remember. Thank God I woke up in the recovery room and my family standing there and I was over there waving, amen. And I was still out of it, amen. I told that woman, she come down here, some young girl, the nurse. Amen. She said, I need to talk to you. I said, all right. You know how that juicy is. You mean, you know, when you just been putting to sleep. Amen. I looked at her and I said, ma'am, you one of the nicest ladies I ever met. Amen. That's right. I didn't even know her. Praise God. It's just the way it is. But I'm just saying, friend. Amen. That's a miracle. God, you got to think about this thing, Jonathan. You've had heart surgeries. One. I know you've had one. Amen. I went down there and never had no surgery but that little eye surgery. Amen. They put me to sleep. Amen. They had to cut me open. I still got it. Amen. They had to take my ribs and open them up. I take the heart out, put it on a pump. Thank God. Make new arteries and veins, put them, thank God, amen, in me, amen, that's right, sew me back up, put my wrist back together with a bunch of wire, I reckon, amen, thank God, 7 days later, I'm sitting on my couch, amen, a month later, amen, I'm finally getting a little strength, amen, that's been 6 years ago, and here I am, amen, you say, when you gonna die, when it's my time, and it could be soon, it could be later, I don't know, but I do know one thing, thank God, I know who I'm hooked up to, and I know where I'm going. Amen. And brother, I'm telling you, thank God there ain't nothing that can happen to you unless the God of heaven permits it to happen for his own will, purpose, and glory. Amen. Thank God I believe that. You say you believe that. If I don't, I might as well, amen, worry my head off. And I do worry. My mama's a bad worrier. She always has been. Mandy's like that somewhat. Amen. My wife don't worry too bad. I don't reckon she don't never say nothing about it. Amen. Everybody does, I reckon, a little bit. I mean, I worry some. Amen. God, the Holy Ghost ain't in it. Amen. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. Amen. Why can this little young girl here, how old are you now, 13? Huh? 12? Well, you ain't far off. See, I'm going to tell you something. Y'all know this. Y'all already been there, and we've already seen these teenagers. You know what I mean? They turn from 12 to 13. They didn't know everything. Amen. That's right. Most of them. Amen. I didn't tell my daddy I did, but because I knew what he'd say to me. Amen. But I tell you this. Listen. Now, I'm going to tell you, when they get them driver's license, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? They go out that driveway. My mama, I was 21 years old when I got married. And I'm declaring the truth to you this morning. My mama, they had a time we had to be in at night. And we up and in, son, it was some judgment. Amen. You know what? That's the honest truth. She set up, though. I got in the door. And you know what? She'd say, I'm going to bed now. Get in there and get in bed. I'm talking about 20 years old. Amen. Right. Yeah, man. Yeah. That's right, son. She did. Amen. You know what? She has been, mama. Amen. That's right. She has been, mama. Amen. That's up to you what your rules are. That's your house. I surely ain't trying to tell you what to do. Amen. But I'm just saying this. Brethren, listen. Amen. God's the one that has to take care of a man, though. Amen. He took care of me. Amen. I had one somebody pull up my driveway one day, a preacher's wife. Amen. She was a crying. Thank God. And she said, I don't know what I'm going to do with my son. I said, what's he doing? She told me some things he's doing. And I said, well, did you do it? Amen. And she kind of shook her head. And I said, God take care of you? And she said, yeah. I said, I believe God take care of him, don't you? Amen. I'm telling you, listen this morning. If you can do this, it'll be good for you and me too. And you can release your children to God. Be the parent of them. Have rules and have some tolerance. Amen. But listen, leave them with God. Lease them to God. Give them to God. Leave them to him. Believe the Holy Ghost can take care of them. I believe God can hedge them. Don't be foolish, but be wise. But realize one thing, if God don't take care of them, they ain't going to be taken care of. Amen.
Yeah, you're right.
My mama used to worry to death. The siren go off, I was gone. Thank God she'd think I done got run over. Amen. That's right. That's just the way they were. You know, I was a worrier. I'm going to tell you, when I was a young boy, me and my great-grandma died when I was 7 years old. And, you know, I thought, I didn't know nothing about death. That's the first time death ever hit that house. Amen. My mom and daddy's house. That was her grandma. Of course, my great-grandma, Murphy, and she had died. Mama said, let's go to the house. We went over there, Brother Keith, and I'm telling you, everybody was mourning. I mean, Brother Miller, it wasn't people laughing, son. They were weeping. I mean, I thought, unto God, what's everybody upset about? Amen. And I didn't really realize this woman's died. She ain't coming back. Amen. And, buddy, they got to weeping and crying. And I got to thinking about that. Brother Keith, I'm telling you, it just got me all tore up. Amen. Listen, I thought I was going to die. Amen. I thought my grandparents were going to die. Amen. Think about this. I've told you this before. I was in the first grade. Amen. At Granite Quarry School. And the bus would come by. Amen. Pick us up and take us home. And I was wondering every time that bus turned that road. Amen. Whether my grandparents was going to be living. There's my second parents. Amen. I thought the only thing I could associate it with people in the yard and a wreath on the door. Amen. And listen, friend, I worried like that for years. I'd lay my hand over my heart at night, laying in my bed wondering whether I was going to die or not, wondering if my parents was going to die or not. I'm telling you, are you listening this morning? But there is a day of death in life. There is a day we leave here. There is a day, my friend, that we're going to face Almighty God. Amen. That's right. There's a day. That's the day. We was talking about Brother Tim, your sister Michaela's grandpa. She died when he was 61 years old. He's a fine preacher and fine man to me. He's a great friend to me. I'm 61. I've thought about that more than once. Listen to me. I'm about through. Every day's a gift from God. Every day. Brother Chris, this ain't no scare tactic. This is God's truth. Every day you get to look at them children. You get to hold your wife. Amen. That's a gift from God. We take so much for granted today. We take so many things for granted. Brother Keith, you get to hold that little grandson. You get to hold your granddaughter. You get to hold him. Amen. We thank God. Amen. We love our grandchildren. Get to hold them, mess around with them. Amen. That's right. But who knows how long you're going to live? Who knows how long you're going to have your eyesight? Amen. God knows. Amen. I know God knows. But I don't live in fret over that. I know God's in charge of it all. Thank God. But there is something about it, friend, that the fact of it is we ought to redeem the time and know, thank God, he ain't going to grow up but one time. Amen. You go back in this church and see the kids that's been born into this church. Look at Kayla and look at these other ones out here that's born in this church. You was very young when you come here. How old are you now? 33 years old. Amen. We went down to that buffalo ranch. That's what I remember. That Keith. Amen. We went down there. Took the young people down to Buffalo Ranch. Amen. You don't mind me telling this. It was funny. We got down there and them boys was wrestling. Remember that bear, that little bear down there? He was wrestling well with. Amen. Little Keith, he had that curly hair then. I mean, he had curls in his hair. And that monkey stuck his arm through the bars there and grabbed his hair. Amen. I'll never get Brother Keith. I mean, he was standing right there. He grabbed that monkey's arm. He put the squeeze on that son. That monkey doesn't need it like that. He let him go. Amen. That's right. Amen. 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 Boy, thank God. Amen. If say, preacher, can you shout on that? You better believe I can. Thank God, my friend, 30 years later, here he sits on a church pew. Thank God, hearing a man of God preach. I'm telling you, why shouldn't I shout about it? Glory to God. I ain't talking about hitting a home run. I'm talking about hearing the word of God. Amen. Right, thank God. Amen. He said, what you preaching on? I'm just preaching on how good God is. Amen. Y'all thank him this morning. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad he's with us, aren't you? Amen. Praise God. Well, let's stand this morning. That's all in God. Amen. I appreciate you.